Happy Sabbath, first of all. I hope you're doing well. If not, I will use it. Or maybe it's not. Hello? Hi. Now you can hear. Maybe I didn't heard it correctly. So, well, if not, I will use the mic. Okay. So, where we were? Yeah, you're having a good. I hope you had a wonderful week. You know, this week something happened for me as Mexican. And I know that our church is an international church, so let me speak about me and my Mexican identity. I saw a picture of one young man. I would say a young man because everyone is younger than me now. It begins to be younger than me. And Emilio Lozoya. I don't know if you have read something about him this week. Emilio Lozoya. He was the president of Pemex. Pemex is the big oil concern in Mexico. Pemex. And he, last year, so it's about already more than half a year, the police was looking for him because he received money. So it was a case of corruption. I don't know if your country there is some cases like that, but in Mexico we have those situations. So, but I'm speaking of a very high level person in the Mexican politics. And he's only 45 years old, so he's very young, and that means that he was at the top of his position with 40 years old, young. And if you see the picture, I saw a very good-looking man, smiling, transmitting a leadership feeling. So he could not be better. He's married with a German lady. And this lady is daughter of the owner of this Granini. The juices, you know, this company of just Granini. Is Granini? So her father owns this company here in Germany. So people, very rich people, and this man, Emilio Lozoya, he studied in Harvard, so better cannot be for him. But now he was fleeing from the police many months, and he was apprehended in Spain last week. I think it was Wednesday. And then when I saw his picture, I remember that verse from the Bible that says that our sin will find out us. So we cannot flee from sin. Earlier or later, the consequences of our sin will be in our person. I also remember another history of ETA. So that was this terrorist group in North Spain. He was a young man in that time, so it was in the 90s, 91, 92, and he made many terrorist attacks against the Spanish police, and many police died. So he was not a good person. And then he flee, and he found protection in Mexico, in my country, in Mexico, and the police could not find him. found him. So he was having another identity, of course. He got married. He had children. So we're speaking about back in the 1991-92. So he had a job. He was living perfect, happily, I would say, happily with his family in a very beautiful city in Mexico. But, you know, the Spanish police, he was always looking, taking care of all these criminals. And in year 2014-2015, so that means 23 years later, this terrorist, he made a mistake in communication, so the police knew where he was. So the Spanish police called to Mexican police, and they went to this city. And you know what? He was, in a normal day, he went out of farm, he was in the garage, he was to take his car to go to work. A normal day! His wife was at home, his children were going to the school. So everything normal. But then the police took him. And the police report said that he didn't fight. He accepted to be apprehended. And the wife didn't understand what was happening. Why? Who was this man she married to? She didn't know about that. Nothing. The children, they, what is happening? I can imagine, when I was a child, if I see the police taking my father. So it's, you know, nobody understands nothing. But he had, so this terrorist, he had this, criminal thing in the past. And this criminal thing, got him. So the Bible says that earlier or later, our sin will catch up. So those were my thoughts this last week. And I was thinking, so it's not a matter of to be fear of that. So, I don't know what will happen. So can you imagine? I mean, think about yourself, your life. I'm thinking about my life. And there are some sins, brothers, sisters, that I will say, oh, please, Lord, I ask forgive me that I don't have any other consequence of that. I have if you are a father or a mother, we can see also our own sins or the tendencies of our sins in our children. And maybe that is the most painful thing for us as a father, as a parent. To see our son or our daughter going in the same way we did it when we were young. And then we say, Lord, please, what can I do? What can we do? So, the Bible says that sin will catch up us. What can we do? I would like to say two things. Let's go open our Bible. I praise the Lord because we have communion service. We have communion service. We have it today. And we are fighting not against blood or flesh. We are fighting against spiritual powers. So you understand that? If you want to fight against sin, you or me, Abraham, just Abraham, we can do nothing. Nothing. The weakest angel is more powerful than us. We alone cannot fight against sin. You know that. We need Jesus Christ. We need His help. But I want to call your attention to these two points, that we have to work on that, we have to pray on that, we have to be very careful on those areas in our life. So let's go to Ezekiel chapter 28. And here is speaking about Satan, the angel. Can you read, please? Someone can read verse 20, I mean 15. Ezekiel 28, 15. Sorry? 15, yes, please. Unrighteousness. What was the sin of Satan? What was the sin of Satan? This perfect angel. Oh, my brothers. Sister White writes about this sin, and she says that sometimes in the church we don't take too much care about that, and that is pride. That is pride. I say that always when we begin a year with the new elected people. You know, we are serving our church, we are working with people, so our own people. And we do it. Every one of you, every one of me, I myself, we want to serve our church, we want to do things right. But there are moments when tension comes among, because personalities are different, and I would say that is normal. You know, in your family, think of your family. Your sister, your mom, your uncle, in your family, in my family, also there are issues. I mean, the character of my father, the character of my mother, the character of my sister, we have sometimes issues. But we're a family. We try to solve those situations. So it's the same thing in the church. It's the same thing. Sometimes there are, because we are different, and in our case, we are from different countries, so we have different cultures, different ways to manage, to act, to speak. So we have to be very, very open to be humble, to accept the other, to understand the other among us. But the problem is, when this sin comes, pride. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. I will be 20 years already in ministry. 20 years this year. If you want to give me something, I will accept it. 20 years. And I have lived many situations among church members. And among church members, and me and church members. And I can tell you, dear brothers and sisters, that the most destructive sin is not other than pride. 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 I praise the Lord, dear brothers and sisters. I praise the Lord when I can witness when two persons get offended or have an issue, and both persons or three or four, they let the Holy Spirit to melt the pride, and they humble themselves before God and before their sisters, brothers and sisters, and they ask for forgiveness. That is the most wonderful. That's the miracle. That is the presence of God is in that place when that happens. You are married. It's not the same thing when we reconcile, when we ask for forgiveness with a partner, with a husband or a wife. Because among us, you know, you are married. There are also, we have different personalities, men and women, different ways to see things. But the big problem is when pride is there. I am the man. I am the woman. You have to respect me. You know that. I have learned when there are at least two persons, earlier or later, there will be a problem. There will be a problem. Because our personalities are not the same. Yeah, there will be. But please, praise the Lord. If we can let the Holy Spirit to guide us and to be humble. I'm speaking as a man as well. I'm speaking as a man, as a pastor, and you know me. So I have been with you many years. So I have to pray during the week as well. Because sometimes I receive, critics. And the pride can't go up. Or I can say also offending things to you. It's possible. I'm sorry. Yeah. I have to be ready so the Holy Spirit can melt this pride. And I can be humble before God and before my sister and my brother. So pride. Dear brothers and sisters, please be aware of that in your heart. We are going to participate today in a communion service. Pride is not a place. Someone told me, Pastor, is that okay if I only ask for forgiveness to God? I don't need to ask for forgiveness to my brother if I offend him. And I say, brother, I'm sorry. Well, it's not me who says that. But the Bible says, if you don't forgive, or you don't solve the situation among you with your brother, God won't forgive you. Wow! That is very strong. That is very strong, brothers, sisters. If I have something against my brother or my sister, God will not forgive me. So those are the limits of love of God. We Christians, we love to speak about the love of God, how lovely God is, how, yes, He is. But He says, if you don't forgive, or you manage your situation with your, not solve your situation with the brother, He says, I won't forgive you. So pride. There is another area I would like that we take care of that. Let's go to Genesis, chapter 3. Tell me, what was the sin? What was the sin or the problem of Adam? Adam. Well, maybe I tell you what I wanted to say. Eve, and Paul says that Eve, she was, the English word, I'm sorry. She was deceived. Thank you. She was deceived. Somehow the serpent managed and she was an innocent, pure woman, so she was deceived. But have you thought of that? Adam. Was Adam deceived? Have you thought of that? somehow we can understand Eve, and that is very dangerous, but because when we begin to understand, I mean, to try to understand, to considerate, we may say, well, sin is not too bad. No, bad, sin is sin. Sin is sin and brings death. But I mean, in the case of Eve, of Adam, he was not deceived. He decided consciently. He decided consciently. Well, I want to stay with this girl, so I will eat with her. What I'm saying is, please ask the Holy Spirit. Speak with the Holy Spirit. Are you sinning because you want to sin? Are you sinning because you say, no, I want to do that. It doesn't matter. Nothing is more important. I will continue to do that. Just a little example. Yeah, I know that smoking is bad, but no, I don't speak me about that. I will do it. Or pornography, looking for pornography. By the way, pornography. You know, I'm a man, and there are many men here. Pornography is not just for men, it's also for women, a temptation. Yeah, let us not be deceived. Women also can be tempted by pornography. But I mean, mostly we men, because we are attracted by what we see. Please, be very careful. I think that is the most challenging thing among men. Because now internet, in our smartphones, in our tablets, in our computers, it's a very challenging thing. I'm with you, brothers. I'm with you. I'm a man as well. But let us not go to the point to say, well, yes, I'm doing that, but let us not speak about that. Or stealing from my workplace, from the government. I mean, the Bible says that we have to pay our taxes. We cannot steal to the government, brother, sister. That is not Christian. That is not. And if I say, oh, please, I will do it and that's it. Brothers, if we are sinning just because we want to sin, we're in a very bad situation because we have no forgiveness. If I sin, I sin, and that nothing happens. I mean, I will do it. Know that your sin will find out you. Will get you. Maybe there is a third area. And actually, it's in a very specific thing. Because if you continue just to say, well, I'm going to sin in that, and that's it, not everyone do like that or act like that, it will come the time when you want not to sin anymore. That there will come the time when you would say, well, no, it's not good. It's not good for my family. It's not good for me. It's not good. I won't do it again. But then the problem is that you are a prisoner. You cannot be freed. You need more than just prayers. When you are in addiction, for example, you need more than prayers. If you think that you can be a winner by yourself against addiction, you are wrong. You need the special, you need from God, of course, but you need also help from therapies, from counselors, from people who have studied also how to help you. And that is not not having faith in God. It's not that. No, I think God gave also intelligence to people, to counselors, psychologists, to physicians that can help you also, can help me. If you need a marriage counselor, please go and ask for help. If you need help because you have an addiction, please ask for help. Don't think again. We are not fighting against normal persons. We are fighting against spiritual powers. And today, the Lord offers us, praise the Lord, offers us the opportunity to clean all our sins, to begin again, to have a second chance, or a third, or fourth, I don't know how many chances God gave you already. But through communion service, we can say, Lord, you know me. Nobody knows me. The people only see that I'm with a suit, with my tie, speaking here. But only God knows my heart, knows my struggles. Let's participate together in this communion service. Let's take advantage of this presence of God, that we can be completely clean again. Do you understand what is that? Completely clean, pure. Amen? When we accept, we take part of this communion service, we are like, no sin. No sin. But take care of pride. Because pride is very deceiving. Because pride can tell you, Abraham, it doesn't matter if you have problems with you. You are okay, so you take part of the communion service. Nobody knows about that. You are doing right. Please. Or if you already are in a very bad situation with a sin, your conscience is also dead. So you can be sinning all the week, and then you say, well, I'm going to participate. And next week, you will continue sinning in the same way. So we take care of that. But for now, let us go to God, to Jesus Christ, to accept His forgiveness, to ask for help, for strength, for the capacity to be victorious against sin. Do you want to do that? Do you want to do that? Amen? And first of all, if you want to do that, we have to humble ourselves. And Jesus gave us example for that. He washed the feet of His disciples, and after that He said that we should do as He did. So I invite you that we go downstairs and we participate of this humility service, and after that we can enjoy of eating on the bread from the wine together. God bless us. Amen.